Build it. Of all the business options, starting your own company is the most difficult because you'll be developing every system on your own. However, it is also potentially the most rewarding. In choosing a business, it is always best to solve a problem or serve a need. When you've decided on the type of business, here is a partial list of the next steps to follow. Name your business. Begin to seek funding sources. Search for outside advisors. Select your business entity, your business structure according to the law, and form it. Obtain any necessary licenses and permits. Set up a relationship with your banker. Protect proprietary information, intellectual property. Write a business plan. Select your location. Form your manufacturing or procurement or service procedures. How will you manufacture and deliver your goods or services? Plan ahead for bookkeeping, accounting, and office systems. Decide on pricing strategies. Determine employee needs. Prepare your marketing plan. Seek insurance coverage. Address legal issues. Fine-tune your cash flow budget. Set up your office. Hire employees. Announce your business. Buy it. If you want to avoid the headaches of starting a business from scratch, you may decide you want to buy an existing business. Here are some pros and cons to consider. Pros: no long, risky startup period. All systems are in place. There is an existing customer base. Faster route to profitability than with a startup. Existing goodwill or reputation of the business. Cons: the danger of buying a lemon. Skeletons in the closet. Sticky personnel issues due to the transition. Potential competition from the seller. Existing ill will of the business. Buy a franchise. You may want to buy a ready-made business system that offers a support structure to you as well. If so, you may want to consider a franchise. Pros: tried and proven business systems. Licensed trademark and recognition of brand. Training program. Operations manual. Specifications, quality standards, and blueprints. Ongoing assistance in systems and operations. Cons: expensive. Restrictive, as you must conform to the operations manual. Join network marketing. Pros: minimal startup costs. Comprehensive training. Can be either full or part-time. Can work at home. Work with a national or international brand. Build passive and residual income. Develop communication and leadership skills. Automated order processing, distribution, and accounting systems prevent many of the headaches associated with traditional startups. Cons: low startup fees can mean low commitment. Need self-discipline. Need to deal with rejection. Suggestion number 2. Invest in small real estate properties. This activity gives you 1. The ability to use your banker's money to invest. Instead of trying to save money for retirement, if you learn to invest in real estate, you can borrow money to become richer faster. In an earlier illustration, I used the example of a 15% return using 90% borrowed money. On top of that, if you know what you are doing, you can gain an additional 30% in real phantom cash flow. While this sounds easier than it really is, it is also not that hard. I am excited about a joint venture product I have with Time Life on real estate investing, because this product goes into great detail on my rich dad's 6 steps to becoming a better real estate investor. The 6 steps are important, regardless of where you live, because if one or more of the steps is missing, the real estate investment will go sour. That is why all 6 steps are important. 1. Decide to become a real estate investor. You have to make a commitment and set your goals. 2. Find an area to concentrate on. If you're just starting out, stick with an area you're familiar with or that is nearby. 3. Find properties that meet your criteria. By learning how to analyze properties, you'll be able to tell good deals from bad ones. 4. Negotiate the deal. After analyzing the numbers, you're ready to make offers, negotiate, and reach an agreement. 5. Put the deal together. From due diligence to financing and settlement, it's important to keep on top of all the technical details. 6. Manage the property. It's not as much hassle as you think. and it is one of the best ways to make the most of your investment and get the cash flowing. Real estate is real business. Rent is a high priority expense for your tenant. Rent for many people is more important than their DC pension plan. I often hear people say, many people have lost a lot of money in real estate. To them I reply, that is true. But the fact is, more people have lost a lot more money in the stock market through their retirement plans. Another comment I hear is, real estate is not as liquid as stocks and mutual funds. To them I reply, every month, Kim and I receive tens of thousands of dollars in rental income, as well as income from tax advantages. That is the kind of real liquidity we want. If you are concerned about your DC retirement plan and do not want to make a large commitment to real estate, you may want to consider owning 4 houses. You have 1 house to live in and 3 houses to provide you income when the stock market crashes. Small real estate properties can provide you with the liquidity until the market crashes over, regardless of how long the recovery takes.